common at dad's point of view. That's right, B-Sal, he knows what's cool. He's now got his own radio show and a Twitter too. Hashtag dadchick, check that bit out, fool. Instagram and Facebook, dude. Yo, B-Sal, he's one hit fool.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. And that was my son doing B-Sal, his Father's Day rap song to me. I love it. And you can find that, I don't know where you can find it, on SoundCloud. You can find it, or you write me and I'll send it to you. It's available for free, of course. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. It is time for Religious Rap with Pastor Drew Sams. He is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. He and his wife, Erica, live there as well and are proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
I love having you on, and I would like to start, as we always do, with a health and welfare update. Do you have the fanfare? There we go.
That's amazing.
All right, Richard came through.
Richard, I love it. We've talked about this for months now, and here we go.
There is our health and welfare, Judah Andrew fanfare. How's he doing at 15 months old?
Boy, with that fanfare, I feel like I need to say he's dunking a basketball. He's doing great. So much fun. You know, he loves, and what a great place to live in that he loves this, living in California, but he loves the beach.
Yes, you took him. You told us that was only a couple, few weeks ago.
Yeah, we've been taking him every weekend, and you know what I'm so thankful for? He doesn't eat the sand.
Well, that leaves plenty for you.
It does leave plenty for me, because I do like it. Don't want to share, but it's been so much fun. So much fun.
All right, so I'm gathering all is good.
All is good. Thanks for always asking.
I am always interested, and it's really been it's been over 2 years that we've been following the progress of the conception, pregnancy, and the first 15 months of his life. So it's been a very interesting thing, and I've really enjoyed it. So eventually he's going to become a teenager.
Oh, boy.
And as I wrote in my column, that awkward phase, it is a challenge for parents in all sorts of ways. Mostly, at least from the guy's point of view, we remember being teens. And I remember how hard I was on my parents. I'm sure you had your share of occasional run-ins with your folks as well. So you know generally what to expect, at least as far as the sense of entitlement and the sense of you knowing everything, as we do as teens. So I'm curious what you want to add to what I've already written about that awkward phase from your point of view, being involved with so many kids at the church.
Well, you know, it's interesting how that awkward phase, which everybody goes through, you know, I don't think anybody's immune from it. At some point, they reach the height of their awkwardness in life. Some, you know, they're more awkward than others. But, you know, today in our culture, it's so much harder because we have this global sense of what is, quote unquote, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so much larger than just, let's say, the high school that they're at and what they're into. But they can go online, they can pull up photos on Instagram, they can see on TV at the movies, you know, what cool is, and it just magnifies maybe the gap between their moment of awkwardness or season of awkwardness and what is considered cool. And the amount of pain and frustration and disappointment that I've seen as I've talked to high school kids over the years, these teenagers who just feel like they've fallen so short
of that cool quotient.
Of that cool, yeah. And they're not living up to their own expectations, the society's expectations. So it's like it's awkwardness, but then you douse some gasoline on it, and it just becomes this raging inferno of awkwardness that for many kids just consumes them, and they feel like they have to be different, and they've got to change, and they've got to do whatever they can to overcome that awkwardness.
You had a specific story you wanted to share about a young girl.
Yeah, it's interesting. This is actually a family member. This is my niece. And so many years shy of being a teenager. She's only 5 years old. So here she's already experiencing this encounter with what is, quote unquote, cool. And I remember as she grew up, we had so much fun with her because she was very kind of tomboyish and always loved you know, playing outside and running around. She was really into Power Rangers and G.I. Joes and superheroes. you know, she would come visit us here in California from Texas. And I remember she showed up wearing a Batman outfit, full-on cape. We took her to the restaurant. She didn't want to take it off. So here we are out in public, and she was, you know, the superhero. And as soon as she started kindergarten, very quickly she came home that first week and put away all of her superheroes and started asking Mom for dolls.
Oh, my gosh.
Started asking Mom for horses. Didn't want the Batman or the Superman T-shirts, but wanted
princess outfits.
Princess, yes. And so, okay, so on the outside, you know, people say, okay, that, you know, she's being a girl, but here's the whole the crux of it for me is about 6 months ago, my wife asked her, she says, hey, you know, do you like princess stuff? You know, it seems like, you know, we've got a lot of stuff. And she says, no, not really, but that's what the girls at school like. And so I'm supposed to like that, too.
She said those words?
She said those words. And then she says, well, wow. What about you? Well, you don't like your superheroes anymore, do you? And she says, no, I do, but I only play with those at home when nobody can see me.
Oh.
And so that just breaks. I know, it breaks my heart. And that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Absolutely. Huh.
Of what kids are going through these days. And
you know, it's funny. My boys both seem to have passed the cool quotient, at least among their peers. I did not at all. And my big thing that I remember is I lived in Southern California, and I had dark curly hair, and the look was dirty blonde straight hair. And I did everything I could to straighten out my hair and to have that swoopy thing that you could kind of cock your head and have the hair go up. It never worked, of course, but it made me feel awkward and uncomfortable throughout high school and even my early years in college. So everybody has the thing that triggers them, and I'm so sad that it's starting so young, because I certainly wasn't worried about it when I was 5 years old. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, now that we've matured, you've matured, our listeners who are adults, you know, matured beyond their awkward years. You know, some of us, we can't shake it, seems like. In many ways, but you know, I've often thought, man, if I could go back to my teenage self and tell myself,
right,
don't worry about it, just relax. And I think because I can't do that, what I can do
is tell your kids.
Exactly.
I mean the kids in your ministry.
Exactly. And I think what a great opportunity for us as adults,
yes,
as parents, as mentors, as coaches.
To try at least.
Yes.
We're out of time, but I do have one other thing I want to tell you. I got a letter from a local reader. Who's someone who writes me occasionally, who read the column, and I gather was in their 60s or maybe early 70s, and had an awkward relationship with someone from high school who came into town, and they encountered one another again. And she wrote that it brought everything back 60 years later.
Wow.
That's how powerful these things can be. And she knew better, but it still, she felt lousy just seeing this person. Brought her back to that place of awkwardness.
Wow.
Anyway, Pastor Drew, where can we not find you these days?
Well, I'm not blogging at drewsams.com, but you can find me on all social networks at Surfer Drew.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking with you next week.
So, you as well.
Okay. We'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these breaks.
Your first kid. Round 2, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start slaying with ladies, cause he's the man. Settles down a couple years later with a dope wife.